Born an English engineer, came to Jerusalem in the middle of the 1800s looking for the buried treasures of the, it's sort of Indiana Jones kind of stuff. This gate was the gate through which the priests and the Levites would enter. Many of them lived in the Western Hill. They would come down the valley, enter here, go directly up some 30 meters on a ramp, and come to the back of the Holy of Holies. They would go on the side, change their garments, and go into the temple to work. We know from the Talmud that they worked in a certain rotation. And that rotation gave them enough work, gave them rest time at home, and also allowed for this gate to be in almost perpetual use, coming and going. When the temple was destroyed and the Jews were exiled, this area was still open. All the gates that had survived were open. And we know that because in the year 135, Rabbi Akiva talks about entering the Temple Mount. Now, he couldn't come on a helicopter, so he had to have a gate. And this is more likely the gate that was left open. And he speaks about wandering through the rubble of where the temple had been. That was a very, very, very difficult time for the Jewish people who remained. It was open until the coming of the Muslims. We know the Muslims used it to go to the temple, to the Haram el-Sharif, as they called the area up above, to go to the Dome of the Rock and to El-Aqsa Mosque. It was probably closed when the Crusaders came. The date of the Crusaders, who remembers? 1099. What had just happened? The millennia, right? What were they expecting in the millennia? The Messiah. The Messiah didn't come, but they came to Jerusalem 99 years later and conquered the city. And they were very afraid that people would take the area again. No sooner than they left, than the Muslims returned and closed all the gates. They didn't want any of this messianic business, none of it. They closed the gates, and to make it even more strong, what they did was behind the gates, they dug water reservoirs so that rainwater would come and collect, and they would use it for the faithful to wash when they came to the mosques to pray. So in 1982 or 3, yeah, must have been, the digging got this far. At that time, the chief rabbi of the Western Wall was a man by the name of Rabbi Getz. Rabbi Getz was an enormously sophisticated, well-educated man. He was a graduate of Sorbonne. He was an engineer. He spoke many languages. And he came here and he saw that there was water on the wall. Okay? And he had his engineer come in to find out where the water was coming from. And the engineer dug through. And no sooner than that happened, than immediately there was a bit of a encounter. Everybody was screaming, oy vey, you know, what are you doing? In any case, Rabbi Getz apologized. He said he was sorry. He certainly got information from that as an engineer that indeed there was a water reservoir behind here. And so they closed it up, and it was closed completely with cement until just a few years ago when it was opened again. So one of the reasons that there was such an outcry is that we have something called status quo. Status quo means things don't change. It was last reiterated by Moshe Dayan in 67. It was reiterated by Allenby in 1917. It came into being in the 1700s, and it means everybody just stay in your own backyard. So, Wardenscape. Now, remember I said to you that the same Rabbi Getz would pray here. And where you see the women praying, as we walk by, I want you to look on your right. You'll see a bit of the wall, the same wall, Western Wall, exposed. And you'll see that it's very shiny. It's here that you can see it's very wet. Very wet. And you know, there's this wonderful thing, this wonderful name that's applied to the wall. It's called the Wailing Wall. And most people think it's because Jews came here and cried over the destruction of the temple. But in fact, here you see a geological condition where the stones themselves weep. These stones are porous, they're limestone. That's why they're so easy to quarry and drag here. And that phenomena of limestone holds water. they're full of holes, the stones. And at the end of the winter, they start weeping. The stone, the water will come up. So notice that, and then we'll be going into the tunnel. Okay, and this is what we take out.